Okay, so you've got StreamLink, our Apple iPhone app, the Daily Coast Zone free email newsletter, but don't forget the After Dark magazine. Every month you can read editorials from me, George Norrie, interviews you don't hear on the air, articles on the internet, and news stories not covered by the mainstream. Simply subscribe now and cover all of your coast-to-coast AM bases. Call 1-888-261-6392. 1-888-261-6392 or subscribe online at coasttocoastam.com.
Now we take you back to the night of July 31st, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back now to Congressman Schiff. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Continue.
Yes, indeed, continues. All right, you're on the Waco committee. Yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, the co-chair of that committee, Bill Zelif, went after the White House, accused the president of ordering the CS gas attack and then covering up his role. Would you comment on that remark?
Can I just say first, very quickly, once again, the main purpose of the Waco hearings is to bring in all the testimony we possibly can.
Sure.
So that the American public can make up its own mind.
Yes.
And we may have individual conclusions, I'm sure we will as members of Congress, but really the testimony is there, and I hope people have had the maximum opportunity to watch it live or rebroadcast. It's there really for the public to make up its own mind. With respect to Bill Zelif's conclusion, I've listened to Bill and I've heard about this White House response.
Very angry.
And I don't know if they're all talking about the same thing. I think what, maybe they are, but the most that Bill has said, Bill Zelif from New Hampshire, co-chairman of these hearings, is that he believes that this was such an important matter at the time, such a touchy matter for legitimate reasons. Janet Reno was brand new as Attorney General of the United States, that the president would want to be involved in some way in the final decision.
Hard to imagine he wouldn't be.
Assuming this is true, I'm not sure why that's an accusation. The White House has talked about, excuse me, not the White House, but the witnesses have been testifying about, the president has been asked to be kept continually informed, as if to say the president listened, or you know, the information got to the president and he just stoically sat there and said nothing at all about it. So the witnesses confirmed that the White House made an individual request to people keep the president directly informed. And there are witnesses who did that without going through the Attorney General, Webb Hubble, who's a personal associate of the president, and later became briefly, I think, the number three person at the Justice Department, said he would call the White House, not necessarily talk to the president directly, but call the White House and tell them what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not altogether sure how different what